heads up, especially around Stock Show time, because everybody's driving everywhere and in from everywhere. If you have to go anywhere involving downtown Dallas, starting tonight at 10 p.m. and going all the way through Monday, downtown's closed. Oh. 30 east and west, between 35 and 45, which is downtown, shut down. And they will start a large construction project that will end, they say, in 2029. So,
oh, boy.
Yeah. Even more reason to just stay west.
Right now, you have to go to Dallas. I read that they're calling this Carmageddon.
Ah, well.
They will get away this weekend.
Yeah, but this
weekend.
If you're hanging with us, Westoplex style, well, we're certainly going to be out in your hood, literally, Hood County. Granberry Kia. We will be there at the grand opening tomorrow. We are your grand opening station. Man. And Aaron Wilde will be out there at Granberry Kia right on 377. It's by the Starbucks there on 377. Starting at 11, go until 1. I'm sure there's a massive ribbon to be cut with massive oversized comical-looking scissors. And a lot of free stuff, too, including Fort Worth Stock Show grounds passes and a whole lot more.
Fantastic.
Speaking of, it's opening day. And we're ever so close, 43 minutes from the gates of Will Rogers swinging open for that 129th time. Fort Worth Stock Show and Rodeo. Got a full report coming up. And we will have those all throughout the 23 days as your official station of the Stock Show. Proud and honored yet again. Tomorrow morning, 11 o'clock start time, Downtown Cowton. Starting just north. Well, basically, they queue all of the wagons and the horses and the carriages and whatnot in Surreys, perhaps with fringes on top. So you ducks and geese better scurry. They do that right around Panther Island, but downtown is the best place to view the all-western Stock Show parade. And you can view... Are you riding in this, the wagon?
I don't think Hank FM
has a wagon.
And
we would love to throw candy at you or something. No, just wave. So that'll be... It's very cool if you've never been a part of it. And the weather, it's not too bad. Tomorrow night, of course, it will be the Sport of Champions. And the Game of Kings.
I've got to power up.
It is now upon you.
Mm-hmm.
Are you ready, Heather Lee?
Well, the thing is...
For the Celebrity Goat Milking Championship tomorrow night. 5:30 start time, Arena 1.
Ever.
And Hank fans, you should all be there.
Everyone's invited.
That's right, Elle.
That's how it goes. So I was reading up on the goat milking just to give myself a little hashtag inspo.
Mm-hmm.
And it turns out that I could be looking 20 years younger by the time this thing is over. Cleopatra used to bathe in goat milk.
This is your takeaway.
Mm-hmm.
This is how
apparently
you're
studying. Apparently it's big on the A2s.
I don't think... Is this maybe... Yeah. Maybe this could be some motivation.
See, that's what I'm thinking.
For you
I'm
to
thinking.
Milk faster.
It's not just for me. It's for everyone.
And then you keep the little tiny, almost medical cup size thing that they give you.
Yeah, and then it's kind of interesting how they do it. So there's the cup, and then there's a line of how fast it has to, you know, how far it has to be. How much milk does one really need? And I think it may boil down to my soother.
Mm-hmm.
Because last year, I don't know if you remember, but said soother, the goat was a little rowdy. She was not having it.
Yeah.
It's almost like she knew your heart was with another woman.
It didn't work out. Oh, she knew. Yep, it'll be our team of Heather Lee and the masterful Mark Phillips.
Here you go.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Tomorrow night. All right, well, enjoy that for your complexion.
They don't want utter infections.
No, yeah,
we've got to worry about utter infections, okay? As we get ready and continue on with all the Stock Show fun out there, look for us on the Midway, of course. That'll be on Sunday, and that'll be cranking up. And for your tickets, they take them to the streets. Doobie Brothers style. Very north Fort Worth. This is way up there, almost Keller area, North Beach Street today, 4 to 6 at the Kroger. We got the schematics, GPS coordinates, all there, 921HankFM.com. Of course, the concerts at Billy Bob's are always big when that follows, and that's our buddy Neil McCoy later on tonight.
Boom.
And even the Fort Worth Symphony Orchestra is getting into the Stock Show feel. They are presenting the Wild West Rodeo with performances tonight at Bass Performance Hall, just east of Sundance Square, both tonight and tomorrow night. Celebrating the Fort Worth Stock Show and Rodeo, the Fort Worth Symphony Orchestra will ride west with famous film hits like John Williams' Overture,
to the Cowboys, Elmer Bernstein's The Magnificent Seven, The Good, The Bad, The Ugly, and more, and more.
And there's probably going to be a lot of Lone Ranger, which is, by the way, William Tell over tour. You're welcome. Elsewhere, I'm sure there's more protests or something, but sports-wise, got NFL playoffs, as you were talking about.
Oh, heck yeah, we do.
The NCAA College Football Championship will be on Monday night against Miami, in Miami.
Yeah.
The Hurricanes of Miami taking on the Hoosiers of Indiana.
I heard the Don's going to be there. Apparently, young Kai attends Miami. He's popping in for all the festivities.
MAGA.
There you go.
Everybody's going to be there.
Over on the Garland side, it's a bit of a drive at the Curtis Culwell Center. They've been there for a little bit, and they're going to go through the weekend. That would be Wrestling Federation known as TNA.
Oh, okay.
That's not what that means.
It's a lot of layers.
All right. And I know outside of that and the goats, what are you doing?
Well, I mean, the goats really are taking prime stage tomorrow afternoon, evening. And so I'm really just kind of prepping for that emotionally. Good. Sunday, I will be recovering.
But tonight
is one of the biggest nights of the entire year at the Lee compound. Mm. And I think you know what this means.
Merry Christmas.
It is the return of the latest installment of Love After Lockup. It is Love During Lockup. And let me tell you, if you have any sort of self-esteem issues, any questions about who you have picked as a partner in life, ever kind of beat yourself up in the game of love, you watch this show, you are going to feel like a newlywed. So fresh, so new, just like you, KB.
Woo! I'll enjoy that later on tonight.
What about you up in the Birthmas celebrations?
Utilizing the three-day weekend, quite honestly, and we're all three, myself, Elle, the kiddo, we're heading northbound. And yesterday was the mother-in-law's birthday.
Happy birthday, Patricia!
And the fact that all of December was overtaken by the wedding, it was not an Oklahoma Christmas, so we will be going up there and having Oklahoma Christmas. So that should be a lot of fun for everyone.
I do like the later Christmases. And as you can kind of get a lot of the good deals. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I basically bribed the kiddo into this trip saying, hey, more gifts, man.
Yeah.
Of course, on their side of the equation up there, the family up there, Elle's family, that means her niece and three nephews. Pardon me, four.
I was going to say, I think there's five of them. Mm.
They've had to wait for their stockings this whole time.
Oh, no!
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. So, my popularity within the family from the get
is not
just
in the middle of another can't miss
Merry Christmas,
KB
everybody.
And Heather Lee.